I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And the way I like to talk about this show is that we have to have self-care for our businesses too. Now, one of the main things that you hear me always talk about is how do we massively enhance customer value for our clients? We either talk about the value itself or we highlight the actual change that people get. But today we're going to go in a slightly different direction. Today I'm joined by Steven Seidel, who is a marketing and PR guy. He also does a lot of public speaking, but we're going to be talking about human connection in the age of AI and why it's so important to you to leverage that somehow, not just in your business, but how you deliver your client experience. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, totally. So, but before we dive in, tell us a little bit about you and your background. We were chatting a little bit before we hit record, but I'd love for you just to share that with my audience.
Sure. Thanks so much. So I run the award-winning PR agency. It's called the Seidel Agency. We've been in existence for about a decade. We've worked with Coca-Cola, Amazon, a lot of change makers. It's really quick to create really amazing shared experiences. And so at the end of the day, we want to create something special so that people remember how they felt when they're experiencing you and your brand. And, you know, they can tell everybody else about it. And so we have a simple strategy that we integrate. I also help with small businesses, early stage startups and founders to really get clear on their message and make sure that, you know, when they do speak on behalf of themselves, is there cultural alignment with them and their organization? And do your stories line up so that you can create that momentum, that synergy of 1 + 1 = 3? And like you said, I've done some TEDx talks. I did one called The Hidden Power of Grief after losing my mom. But I feel like grief and loss and, you know, finding your why or your mission is imperative for not only the person that is running the company, but the organization as well. And so lastly, I also do a men's group where we work, because a lot of us men, you know, we've changed from the days of the boomers where, you know, vulnerability or actually sharing your story and being transparent is crucial for authentic leadership so that others can see themselves in you.
100%. Yeah. So let's start with this whole idea of authentic human connection. I still feel like today the virtual world isn't going anywhere, right?
No.
And so, but at the same time, since you do a lot of speaking, I would love to get your feel on this because I run into this a lot with my clients. Is this whole idea that live events are dying. You know, this whole idea of like getting people together in person is actually not as popular as it used to be. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure, that's a great question. I think what we say sometimes in the digital world, the IRL, in real life, we're seeing a shift with some of the upcoming generations where they are alienating some of the technology. But then the youngest generation, such as my daughter, you know, 11, 12, 13, they are immersed in the digital technology. And that's how they've grown to communicate. And so what we do traditionally when I go and speak with students, organizations, I really want to take a step back and figure out how we can truly connect. And there's a multitude of ways that you can connect. But at the end of the day, if you talk about impact, if you talk about marketing or sales, it all comes back to connection. And when we truly connect to what it is we're doing, then we can make an impact. And so what I, my students and my audience is to think about what it is that you're truly passionate about. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be in that field, but if you can create a Venn diagram of your passions, and then, you know, what is your purpose? And then what is your unique situation in terms of your access and how you could find that happy medium? But when we connect, and we're doing it right now via Zoom, we can still connect. But we don't have the ability to necessarily experience one another from, you know, how you might smell. We're limited in terms of the sensory experience and all of those things. But there still are ways where we can connect. Something as simple as your background. So my background is there's a picture that says love. And that speaks for, I see a lot of credentials behind you. And so there are different ways we can connect. And the experiences are changing. They're becoming immersive. There's ways where you can leverage your technology as well as the experiential process of things that we're doing as well. And so for the younger generations, for brands, how can you bring both of those two worlds together? And so for connection, that's soft skills. How can you connect? You know, look somebody face to face, eye to eye, ask them a question. Don't type it to them in a text chat. Call them up, send them a voice note.
Yeah.
These are ways where you could foster that connection. But then having the skill of an AI, AI doesn't run itself. That still requires, it's a tool. So leveraging that tool can help you with that. You're seeing a growing trend with ChatGPT and sending, you know, different messages.
There's like a billion and one new AI tools, it seems like, that are coming out all the time.
Every single day. But how can you leverage that to find a more personalized approach that does embody your story? For me, the story is the connective tissue of connection. And when you do share a story, then somebody can relate to that story. And instead of, like Michael Caine says, as an actor, he says, I don't want to hold up a screen and say, look at me. I want to hold up a mirror and say, look at you. And when you can share a personalized story that has meaning and there's vulnerability in there, there's love, there's loss, there's challenge, other people can find themselves in that and find empathy in that moment. And then hopefully either root for you or want to be part of that journey with you.
Love that. Love that. So when we talk about connection in the client experience, you know, it's like I said in the intro, you know, I always like to look at the client experience from one of two angles. It's how are we massively enhancing customer value? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure.
And then from the other angle, which I think is probably more relevant to what you're saying, is how do we actually highlight the transformation that our clients actually get? So talk about for a minute, how can we leverage connection as currency, to use your word, to possibly help with both?
Sure, that's a great question. So in terms of connection, one of the fact finding or the journeys, we all have Google and a lot of these tools at our disposal. So learning as much as we can about the client and or the people that we're working with, that goes without saying. When you're prepared to do a speech or you've worked on something for a month, it shows. So put in the work to be prepared, leverage some of these tools so that you can garner information and find ways and tools that you can connect on a deeper level. So typically I start with building a rapport, whether it's with the client or with the actual customer. I want to find ways that we can actually build rapport so that we have that connection. Once you have that connection, you build trust. And it's all about trust. And in today's day and age with deep fakes and AI, people are starting to question things. So the more real and transparent and something as simple as literally having, you know, a little spot of food on your shirt when you're doing a client call, you're like, oh, sorry, I dropped my coffee on. That shows a sense of authenticity. And then you could share that so that you're open and honest and vulnerable. What we talk towards is being great. So this is a 5-piece framework. It's about being grateful. It's being reflective. It's being empathetic, it's being accountable, and then to speak to your last point, being transformational.
Yeah.
When we work with clients, we want them to feel inspired by the work that you do and then take them from, you know, dreaming of the dream or what the aspirational thought is to actually achieving that. And so some of the things that it might look like, instead of having to go to work, we can simply shift and say, I get to go to work. I'm indebted with this opportunity. Or if we're providing a service as a company, we want to show them how it's benefiting them. And usually we try and set up a win-win-win.
What's in it for them?
What's in it for them? You know, put them first. And so I talk to a lot of students and other organizations. How can we give something of value? Like you talked about with the overall, the journey.
Yeah.
So an irresistible offer with a targeted niche, that's when we have rocket ship. But in addition to that, we want to continue to give them as much value as possible. And that's where understanding their journey in the process. How do they find out about you? Really understanding their persona or their overall portfolio of the users. Do they watch specific TV shows? But having that dialogue, too often we throw things out. We're going to throw a post on social media versus sharing a story that people can connect with so that they see themselves in you and then they are engaging with that post or they are incentivized to take action. So that's where you've seen a growing trend on social media where oftentimes people are giving tools or they're giving suggestions and they say, comment below. And then there's many chat or other automation where they can start
trying to create engagement. They're trying to get people to engage, right?
Yeah, because there's no more water cooler now anymore. And when you talk about these experiences in life, there's not a water cooler where we can come together. There's no more Thursday night shows where we come and we talk about a TV show. So we have to find other ways where we can connect with each other, start to build that rapport. And as a sales representative, when I work with sales teams, we talk about GRIT. And I love acronyms. I've already given you one. So for GRIT, I talk about gratitude, being grateful and showing that gratitude and being of service. And then the R stands for resilience. We're going to get 1,000 no's, but those no's are going to get us one step closer to a yes. Figure out what those no's are. What are these objections? What are the reasons why they're not moving forward? And then you can begin to find value from that. And then integrity. Say what you do, do what you say. So if you're going to show up at a call or promise you're going to have a call, we definitely need to show up. I teach
my
daughter.
Your word is everything. If you don't have your word, you don't have much.
Especially now when things are being questioned with AI, deepfakes. So if you're going to say you're going to do something, and that's where if you have, there's different hacks and things that you can do when you're at events. We have a card deck that has a bunch of really cool questions that we can ask so that we can, for example, asking somebody, hey, what's your favorite sandwich?
Yeah.
When you ask somebody your favorite sandwich, you're going to figure out, do they have dietary restrictions?
Yeah,
where
right.
are they from? Is a hamburger or a hot dog a sandwich? And then you'll notice people are chiming in and then you're building that rapport. But going back to the GRIT, we have the G, the R, the I, and then lastly, the T is trust. And trust comes when you're connecting.
Yeah, totally. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. And trust, I think, is something that is lacking a lot, and not just in the world, but in business in general. And I sort of feel like the coaching industry is sort of at a crossroads now. I feel like when everyone went online after the pandemic, you know, it seemed like everyone trusted anyone. But now it seems like, and maybe that's not completely true, but that's kind of my feeling. And then now I feel like what we're seeing is there's actually a trust gap. So what I'm seeing, and especially with a lot of my clients and people that I talk to in business, is that there's a lot of ways that we're reinventing connection, to use your word. We're creating small bite-sized offers. We're creating unique ways that we can connect to build that trust back up.
Absolutely. And there's a multitude of different touch points. It's not necessarily the platform. It's knowing where your audience is. There's a really great blog that's called 1000 Fan by Kevin Kelly. And he talks about when you grow a business, too often we throw it out there, but it comes from that one-on-one connection, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart. If you have the ability to go and spend an evening or an afternoon with a client, that's going to speak volumes if you're not in the same city. And that's well worth it because they're going to become an ambassador.
Yeah.
So when we work with companies, we talk a lot about the four-step framework where we start with your mission, which, you know, start with why from Simon Sinek, or really understanding what your commitments are. What are you in, what are you in alignment with? And then we move towards that message. There's the story we tell ourselves if you're a person, but then there's also the story that we share from a branding perspective or an organizational perspective that people can get behind because we want them to vote with their dollar, vote with their clicks. And then last, the third step is media, and then your marketing. Then you're building that community and you're really trying to impact and inspire and empower that community to become your advocates. Yeah. And then ultimately, we want to build a movement. So if you look at Taylor Swift, look at Beyonce, or you look at Tom's Shoes,
yeah,
they're building a movement where it's greater than them. It's bigger than them. And that's where the win-win-win comes through.
And when you talk about building a movement, what you're really doing is inviting people to come along with you.
Absolutely.
Like that's what, to me, that's what distinguishes really good leaders from mediocre leaders, is that really good leaders don't just inspire you to follow them, but it's almost unspoken, like, come with me, we're going to do this together, right?
Whereas absolutely.
I feel like people who maybe don't have as good a grip on that, people who rely a lot on automation because of getting away from this human connection piece, I think people can feel that when they work with us, you know?
So, sure. There's that automated piece. And one of the things that we talk a lot about in my men's group and coaching is the value of friendship and connection. You're going to see a lot of things changing where people probably hire people to be a walker because they're too busy being by themselves all day and they'll be a professional walker. Yeah. But when you have friendship, if you look at any movie, there's the hero's journey from Joseph Campbell. It's the basic framework for any movie. The hero has an inciting incident, something happens. That's kind of like your story, make your mess your message as an organization. And then they find friendship. They find a pet. They find a friend. They find a loved one where they come together because they need somebody to work with and to realize that they do have something to offer. They are the hero in the journey. And then they get to the end of the second act, which in movie terms is called All Is Lost. That's where the movie happens. You're like, oh my gosh, they're not going to get where they get to. But that's where we reach, you know, challenges and obstacles and things where we continue to fail forward. And then ultimately, that's when the hero takes us to the promised land. And the key part of that is having friendship, is having a community and a leader that welcomes others to move forward with them.
Yeah, love that. So what's your best piece of advice then for business owners listening? I mean, we're recording this at the end of 2025, so it's a brand new year. It's 2026. And a lot of people are kind of thinking about how can I best position myself to move toward what I want in the future. So what do you say to that?
So right now, one of the biggest things that I think is important for a business owner is A, determine what it is that you do. Be very specific in your deliverables. Obviously, the riches are in the niches or niches. Right. Secondly, a lot of people don't know that you exist. So understanding your community, how can you empower your community to get behind you? Usually when we work with companies, we want to build we call it a social referral engine. That's where we're leveraging social media to allow them to become part of your community and share your mission with them. But secondly, one of the most important things that I think you can do is to be open, is to be transparent and share your journey and then find ways that you can elevate your mission and get that credibility and allow people to learn more about what you are. And that's where PR is crucial in elevating the visibility, because if you are in a magazine, for example, one of our clients, Clutch Coffee Bar, was just an entrepreneur magazine. They started at one location and they're now at 20 locations. They're a drive-through coffee experience. Being an entrepreneur legitimizes the fact that they have credibility, that they're a company and a leader that you can count on. But when you begin to build your brand, become an expert, get really clear on what it is that you do.
Yep.
And then you become a KOL or a key opinion leader or an SME, a subject matter expert,
a thought leader,
and you start sharing that, because when you have a company, you are also part of that company. So showing them that there is a person that's driving that business forward and is behind the wheel, but then you can elevate you, your mission, your story. So the more that you can begin to pound the pavement and share what it is that you're doing, so people can not only hear about you, you'll extend your reach, you'll increase your credibility, and ultimately you'll begin to grow and build that movement.
Yeah, love it. Love it. I just think we have to learn to adopt different ways of thinking. You know, this isn't, you know, it's kind of like the businesses now, I think. We have the businesses that existed before 2020 and now after. And I feel like even more so, we're really craving that human connection, authentic piece. And so I think everything that you said, I completely agree with.
There's a couple really quick tools that I'll give to the business owners as well. So I love Loom. If you don't know Loom, it's a 5-minute recording platform. You can record videos. One of the things that I do every week is record a video on Loom and I talk to my clients, and maybe you could talk to 5 of them at once. Maybe you could talk to one of them at once, but show them that you care. Show them that you're available. record a quick video so that they could see you, they could hear you, they could experience you. And so you build that sense of connection. And then secondly, as a leader or somebody, you don't necessarily need to know exactly how you're going to get there. Have your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan. Know Canva. Understand Canva, which is a great tool. Understand, you know, pick an AI tool. I don't care which one it is, ChatGPT, Grok, you name it. But just learn how to use it functionally so that you can allow it. I just had a meeting. I was driving home from the meeting. I picked up ChatGPT and I told it to do a response email to thank them. And it put together the entire email, all the bullet points. So now I come home, I copy it, I put it in there. But leverage a tool like an AI, learn that. Leverage a tool, like I said, where you can share your experience. Then lastly, from a mindset perspective, as a business owner, we know that the mind is crucial. Understand Canva. Put together, it's almost like a visualization board, but we call it a mind movie. And you're going to put together images that inspire you where you want to go. And then you're going to create a song that really gets you going or provides a sense of motivation. Yeah. Put together this video and watch it every morning. And when you wake up every morning, know that you are unstoppable and you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah.
And to the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you might be the world. Yeah, the world. Share that story.
Yeah, love that. Thanks so much. How can people connect with you if they want to learn more about your work?
Well, thank you so much. They can go to the SeidelAgency.com. So that's TheSeidelAgency.com/media. And then I have a really cool tool. It'll give you 4 platforms that are free where they're looking for experts and there's journalists that have queries. And so you can begin to fine tune your message, but also get some exposure. And if you want to connect on social media, my name is Stephen Seidel. That's StephenSeidel. And my brand and my company, same username across the board. Make it easy for people to find you when you build that brand.
That's true. I could not agree with that more. So you're on all the socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that.
I'm there.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks so much for making time to chat with me today.
Thank you so much, Allison. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Of course. So folks out there listening, there's just a lot of really good stuff in this episode. So this may be one that you want to bookmark, or better yet, you may want to share it with a friend or a colleague that you think might need some inspiration. This is how we've been able to build such an amazing global audience and why I have all of you guys to thank for that. So whether you're listening to me today for the first time or whether this you've been with us for the duration, we do consider you part of the family and we thank you for that. This is Allison Katzkowski with Creating the World's Best Client Experience. That's what we got for you this week, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.